Now we're going to cross back over to Blundell Park because Tony Delahunty, our commentator for the game, is joined by Stags chairman James Derry.
It's always good to see James, but first of all, James, before we get to you, let me quickly tell people who are waiting for the team music set. We've had a bit of a technical problem over here a few minutes ago. But the two Boulding brothers will stay up front. Carl McLaughlin's in goal. Mullins, Jellyman, Dawson, Buxton, Baptiste, Hanshaw, Boulding, Delaye, Simon Brown and Rory Boulding making up the starting 11. Very quickly, Jason White, Chris Wood, John McCullisky, Martin McIntosh and Ian Holmes there on the bench. No place there then for Nathan Arnold. That may be another story. We'll find out about that maybe a little bit later. He was coming back, of course, on injury. James, very lovely to see you. Always lovely to see you on this one-off occasion as I'm actually in the commentary box.
Yes,
this, of course, is we've said, is because, quite frankly, Jason has an appalling record, as has Mansfield Town away from home.
Yeah.
In every commentary he's done yet, apart from, of course, in the FA Cup, they haven't managed to win. Now, this is going to change today, so I'm just purely standing in for one day to try and change the luck. But apart from that, the whole face of Mansfield Town needs to change. And James, it isn't. It's stuttering on. What's going on?
Yeah, it's very frustrating, Tony. And as you know, we put a bid in. It's been rejected by Keith Haslam, and that's where we stand at this moment in time. So it's very massively frustrating for everybody.
But, I mean, there was some disqualification of that by the new chief executive, Stephen Booth. He said, no, that bid is still there on the table. Might need moving across the table, etc., but it's still there. And then we have the York Consortium saying, no, we've walked away from it for the moment. We're watching from a distance. And then we have Stephen saying that at least three other people have shown an interest. And the ordinary fan is saying, just what is going on? I mean, surely your position to a degree as chairman was untenable after they refused to accept your bid, after he refused.
Yeah, well, there were two schools of thought, really. One is I could have walked away when the bid was rejected, or two, I could actually see and see.
Were you tempted to?
Yeah, I was tempted to, but I believe in the best interest of the football club I should stay in there and see if we can sort out a deal, whether it be with me or whoever. But the answer is the bid that we put on the table was rejected and is therefore withdrawn. It doesn't mean to say that in the fullness of time we might come back with another bid, but obviously the goalposts are moving all the time. If you can tell me we're going to be in the league at the end of the season, then that might be a different issue, but as we stand at the moment, who knows?
Well, what happens if we're not in the league at the end? Are you interested then, or would you be interested in purchasing the club if they were, say, in the conference?
I think it would certainly have a value, but it's what value it would be. You know, this is the problem, and it would be a massive concern. But I took the view that it's better to stay on and try and the main priority this season now is survival. You've got to stay in this league because, you know, if we go out of this league, we would have it would. It's not a cakewalk to get back in it. You look at Oxford, a big club, only mid-table in the conference, you know, they're struggling to get back into the league, so I think we would struggle as well, you know. That's so we've got to somehow fight our way through this, and that's the top priority at the moment.
But let me sort out the locus operandi, the legal status of who. Keith Haslam, clearly the owner of the club, the owner of the shares of the
majority,
club.
Majority
shareholder. You, as chairman, ex-officio chairman, you're not paid a sou.
No.
And now Stephen Booth, chief executive, who is an employee, is he or is he on a contract of services for the football club?
I'm not exactly sure of what the financial arrangement is with Stephen, but Stephen, as I understand it, is a paid chief executive of the club, and he's doing the role that Keith used to do. I do think it's important that Keith has distanced himself now from the club. He's not going to home. He's stopped going to home matches now. He's stopped going to away matches now. He's stopped being involved in this at all. So I think that is a fundamental change.
Yeah, but come on, James. I'm managing director of a radio station. I have owners. I have major shareholders. And, you know, they let me, on a day-to-day basis, get on with the running of the radio station, be it good or be it bad, and they don't interfere. But sometimes, when there are major policy decisions, they do interfere, and I have to either, you know, do what they say, or I think there'll be a P60 winging its way out.
Well, of course. I mean, Keith...
But Keith controls.
Keith is still the majority shareholder, so Keith says... I'm not happy with what you're doing, Stephen, or I'm not happy with what you're doing, James, and he can fire us. Yeah, that's right. That's the reality.
So what is the relationship between you, who was on the white horse, and many, many people were saying, come on, charge with that white horse, get hold of this club, etc., and a completely new man? We've had Peter Lee, he went, we've had your good self, and you've stayed. Now we have another chap who I know, and I know is a very sound financial man.
Yeah, I think Stephen, who I've only met recently, but definitely seems to know. I think he's got obviously a very bright guy, chartered accountant, knows about business, and hopefully he'll be able to persuade Keith that the offer that we were making was a reasonable one. And that's one of the things, you know, I'm working with him, and he's obviously going through everything and seeing what the state of the club is. But plainly the club's losing money at the moment, and something needs to happen, and happen soon, really.
Is there a danger of you losing patience?
No, I mean, since I've been here, which I've been here for a year, it's been a bit of a turbulent ride, but I've enjoyed it, and I want to see the club succeed. And I, despite what people may think, if somebody else comes forward, I'll give them all the support I can, because, you know, I've got very attached to this football club, and I really want it to do well.
Help me over the confusion, James. I mean, I'm not quite certain what actually happens as far as where the club is going, because you made your statements, Peter Lee made his statements, and Stephen Booth, to a very large degree, is just underpinning the statements that we made. So we've had three different sets of statements. In truth, Keith Haslam has bit by bit distanced himself away from the club, but it doesn't seem there's any difference than there was year ago.
No.
Legally there isn't.
No, I can understand why people think that, but I mean, the big difference is the club is hemorrhaging money. And Keith, I believe, has got to move at some point, and I don't think that we can carry on for very long. And what I'm talking about is months rather than... There's no way that I believe that Keith Haslam will be the owner of the football club at the start of next season.
Is Keith Haslam here today?
No.
Is Stephen Booth here?
No.
Where's he?
Stephen, as you know, has got MS, which is quite debilitating for him. He struggles to get...
Yes, I appreciate that.
And to be fair, Stephen has said to me that he would, because obviously these grounds, some of them you've got to walk up steps, etc., at Field Mill, he can get dropped at the door and go up on the lift, and to be fair, he said, I'm going to struggle to get to these games, do you mind taking that on? And I'm more than happy to do that.
So the future this Christmas, what's going to happen?
Have you got a crystal ball?
Give me a Christmas present.
I'd love to, but ultimately we can only keep talking, and hopefully we might be able to come up with a deal, and that's all we can hope for.
Have you talked with anybody else outside your consortium? What about people like Andy Perry, who showed their interest on the bank?
Said to Andy Perry through third parties, if he wants to come along, and be happy to work in a JV with Andy Perry or anybody else who's out there that's interested in coming in on a joint venture. And if there are people there, then I'd encourage them to talk to me and see if we can do a deal with them.
How badly do you want this football club?
Very badly. Yeah, I think it's got tremendous potential. We shouldn't be where we are. You know, this club could go forward. At the moment, I don't see it going forward.
So you're paying arm and a leg for this football club?
I'm losing the thing.
No, so you pay an arm and a leg for the football club to get it?
I won't pay an arm and a leg.
No, okay. Because it's been said that the deal was very close, yeah?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
it's not your financial matter. The deal was very close, wasn't it?
Well, we felt we put a reasonable offer to Keith, and it was rejected.
And the deal wasn't that close.
No.
Okay, we'll see. And I don't think you'll answer it. There's a place to call in the other day, but that must be going deaf. I'm not sure. How am I getting answers? James, 3 points this afternoon.
Okay, yeah, excellent.
Thank you very much for coming all the way from the other side of the ground to join us. You did, you know, Bill. You'd have to come a long way to join us. Yeah, and...
Mansfield 103.2's Tony Delahunty there at the game this afternoon. Big difference. We don't have Jason Harrison. Tony Delahunty, myself, and